This is Unpublished Opinion for March 31st, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, listen as I go running with my running partner, Betty, and also a film review of the movie Thank You for Smoking. So on Sunday, just 2 days from now, I have the Shamrock Shuffle 8K race here in Chicago. So today I headed over to the Packet Pickup, which was held in conjunction with the Health and Fitness Expo at Navy Pier. It wasn't as exciting as it was last year for me. I just think because last year was sort of my first big race with a lot of people, my first, you know, expo of any kind. So this year was just sort of all right. One kind of disappointing thing actually was I went to the ASICS booth just to see if off chance they might have had my shoes there on sale, and the woman actually informed me that the brand of shoes I wear, which is the Gel Cumulus 7, don't sell very well, and actually ASICS is in the plan of phasing them out. And she tried to encourage me to try something else. I can't remember. Something with an L. But this is disappointing news for Simba's mom, and I feel as though I need to buy 5 or 6 pairs because these are the first shoes that work with my feet. I had the Cumulus 6 before that, and they were okay, but they gave me a little more blisters than the current ones do, just because the current ones are really stretchy in the toe box, and it's really airy, and there's a lot of room for my extra wide feet. So I'm not sure what exactly I'm going to do. I might start taking up a collection fund on the blog to pay for some new shoes, because I feel like I should stock up and get some several pairs. So other than that, the expo and packet pickup was not all that exciting. I'm looking forward to the race. There's a chance of rain and thunderstorms on Sunday, so hopefully that will all take place after we're finished. Okay, so next up, yesterday I went on the last run before the race with Betty, and we ran, from downtown south along the lake to the museum campus where the aquarium and the field museum and all that is. We did about 3 miles. So what follows is sort of a edited version of, you know, I had the recorder going the whole time and just kind of took out some good spots. The sound isn't that good in terms of what she's saying, so you might want to, you know, adjust your volume so you can hear her. I'm really loud, but the way that I had the microphone set, you can't hear her as well. But overall, the sound is louder, so you should probably turn your volume down now.
So what's the plan?
Like, I was fine all the way to the last probably mile and a half, and I was, like, melting. And then you come out, like, onto Roosevelt, and the sun's, like, beating down. You have to go up that hill.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. So, you live and learn, I guess. I shouldn't have worn this shirt today. I was going to wear this shirt on Sunday, and I'm going to have to wash it.
Well, that's cool. It's a cool,
Yeah. So, alright, so do you want to go time or distance, or what do you want to do?
Do you want to be distance?
Sure. Like a mile? go longer.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Because that gets us to where? I have already forgotten.
So,
the end of the, by the aquarium,
yeah. Did you see in the paper the aquarium's got a Komodo dragon now? I want to go see it. It was really cute. To tell from the picture. Well, I'm a little chilly. I should check and make sure this is working. No. Like a quarter.
Yeah, we can get to the end. I think that'll be around 2:00, about 3:00.
All right, so let's plan on that then. I'm probably going to be walking some.
Yeah, I think it's, right now I think it's Yeah.
So yes, you're already in a bad mood, and then you have like 100 people telling you you're sunburned. Doesn't make for very friendly. Yeah. No, but that's well, Jerry. I always feel like I'm gonna see somebody I know, but.
I know, me too. Wow, it's only, it's been less than 20 minutes.
Yeah?
I don't know why that's
fencing. It feels like a lot longer. I am not used to running this warm.
Yeah. It's just Thursday warm today.
I mean, even that one day that I wore shorts when it was like, there was some strange weather anomaly and it was like 50. It wasn't like this.
Right.
You know, I didn't get hot. I can't believe I ran all summer last year. And it was like 90.
That half marathon was like 100.
I don't know what I was thinking, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I like totally expected to like come in Monday.
And have
like,
me dead.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did take the day off after. But he actually didn't feel too bad. I think it's just because I was used to it.
That's
from the training or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't.
If you like, if you, you can train, I mean, right? That's what athletes do. They train for Athens, and you train when it's super cold.
Yep. Forgot to tell you, on my way over to your apartment, I saw a SUV go by that had the Shamrock Shuffle logo on it. So I don't know if they're like shuffling supplies or something down to Navy Pier or something, probably.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Sure.
Are you doing any other? Are you signed up for any other races?
You know, I looked through this thing that you gave me.
Yeah.
I haven't signed up for any.
Okay.
But I looked through and I saw some that I'd be interested in doing. And I meant to do that again last night and make sure I wasn't missing any deadlines, but, I'm
going to
do it this weekend.
Are you going to do anything besides 5Ks? Because I don't really think I am. I really don't think I am.
Like, the way I feel today, I feel like the 8K is pushing it.
Yeah.
Which is so pathetic because I actually have been running, but it's been running on a treadmill.
It's
just
different,
The difference.
The thing about, like, a 10K, the reason I didn't like mine was it feels like for a lot of people it's like still like a racing distance, and for me it's like long term.
I know, me too.
So I don't like it.
The one that I did was kind of cool just because it was the girls on the run.
Right.
Everyone was there to cheer them on. You know,
okay.
It was like so serious.
Right. Yeah, mine was just unfriendly and there weren't any people out and.
Yeah. But that one's right by your house.
Yeah, but I probably won't live there then. Wasn't that like the fall? Yeah.
I don't know though. I think this summer I kind of. Certainly not doing anything this summer. If I do a 10K, it'll be the fall.
Okay.
Yeah, like if they have one for Thanksgiving or something like that,
yeah,
it might work out just fine. But
yeah, I don't know how this move's gonna affect my ability to do races.
It might.
I mean, there's a lot of crap in the suburbs I suppose I could do, but I just don't know what it's like out there. We'll see. Were you already up there and came back?
Yeah, but it's not 3 yet.
You get running circles around the flagpole.
I can't see you, okay. But I don't know. Maybe that's actually a little easier because the wind is pushing.
Nice and cool at that one little spot, though.
Yes, like by the
little harbor or whatever.
His back totally solidified. Like your answer, I hadn't really thought about it. I definitely had planned on going on a long run.
Yeah.
I just realized I did a 5K in like 38 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
So
we're just a little off.
Yeah,
it's just,
no,
this is the start of the spring. It's,
right,
you know,
I can't go back.
No.
Sounds like I was too lazy. It was pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, we were, yeah.
Next up, I'm going to do a movie review of the film Thank You for Smoking. If you haven't heard about this film, it's a satire about big tobacco lobby. And so the main character, Nick Naylor, is a tobacco lobbyist. And throughout the film, he sort of struggles a little with the work that he does, especially explaining it to his young son that he has. Like, there's a scene where he goes to the son's career day at school and has to talk about his job, things like that. It just follows different angles of big tobacco lobby, you know, advertising, trying to get, you know, in the media, trying to have a good image of smoking, things like that. And overall, I thought this was a very, very funny movie. I haven't seen a movie this clever in quite a while, so I was really happy to see such a funny film. You know, it's a lot of dry humor, it's a lot of, you know, smart humor. It's not slapstick or people falling down or anything like that. So it was really up my alley. So I'm going to give it 4 cat paws. Now, Prince E wanted me to actually give it the rating of the cat's meow, because that's what he thinks I should call, like, the best movies that we see. But for some reason, I can't do that with a straight face, so I'm not going to be using that. But 4 cat paws, you know, I did like it a lot. There's a lot of really good acting in this film. William H. Macy plays a senator from Vermont who is trying to, you know, take on big tobacco. His proposal is to actually put a skull and crossbones on every pack of cigarettes. So his character is really funny. You see him, you know, go through, you know, Senate hearings on the topic and everything, and go up against Nick Naylor, and it's pretty funny. Also really good in this film is Adam Brody from The O.C. I actually haven't watched The O.C. probably since the beginning of, like, season 2. But I always thought that he was the best part of that show, because I think he's really funny. And so in this film, he played the assistant to a Hollywood agent, which is actually played by Rob Lowe. But Brody's role was pretty small, but the parts that he was in the film were really funny, and I really liked him in this. Katie Holmes is also in it. You probably heard about that. Her part's also fairly small, although it's a very significant role in terms of what happens in the film. She's not on screen a whole lot. And also really good in this film is the man that plays Naylor's boss. The actor's name is J.K. Simmons, which I don't think I've ever heard his name before, but you will probably recognize him immediately as psychiatrist from Law & Order. Dr. Skoda. I don't know if he's still on there anymore. I don't think he is. I haven't watched Law & Order in a while, but that's a whole other topic. But he was really good in this. I've never seen him do comedy before, and I thought he did really well. And he had a really good role. So, all right, so overall, I mean, there's not a whole lot I can say about this movie. It's all very, you know, humor-driven, you know, clever writing. And it's not much I can say. You just need to go and see it for yourself. I think you'll find it to be very funny, and if you don't, I'm sorry. But this is definitely my type of sense of humor coming through this movie. And so I hope you do like it. And that's it. Thanks. And that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for listening. And remember, please email me at simbachicago@yahoo.com. And I'm not just saying that because I like to hear myself talk. Please email me. Let me know what you think of the show, movies you'd like me to review, or general comments or questions. And as always, please check out the blog at simbasmom.com. Thanks. Have a great day.